As the American soda industry mobilizes to fight Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney's tax on sugary drinks, a group is formed to promote his proposal. WHYY's Katie Colinari has more on the effort to win the hearts and minds of Philadelphians as well as city council members.
At a press conference last week, Kenney introduced Philadelphians for a Fair Future, a coalition that includes education advocates, the NAACP, and the unions representing teachers and service workers.
You're going to hear a lot from Big Soda. It's going to be an air war, it's going to be a ground war, and there are going to be lobbyists out the wazoo, right? And they're going to be making big money doing it. These are my lobbyists.
Kenney was making the point that his backers are citizens, not well-heeled commercial interests. But the reality is that the group is going to need some serious money to respond to the American Beverage Association's radio and social media campaign calling the mayor's proposal a grocery tax. And it's not clear just who will be paying for the campaign to support the soda tax. Last week, Philadelphians for a Fair Future filed with the IRS as a private nonprofit. Under the city's lobbying law, the group only has to report its donors if it engages in lobbying. And then, only donors who give 10% or more of everything it gets in a given reporting period. Shane Kramer heads Philadelphia's ethics board.
So if they have no funders over 10%, if they're all below 10%, they would not have to disclose the sources of their funding.
The same rules apply, by the way, to the American Beverage Association fighting the tax. And here's the other catch. These groups have to submit reports about their spending only if they spend more than $2,500 in a calendar quarter. Plus, it's likely they would not have to report most of their spending until months after City Council considers the tax. Kevin Feely, a spokesman for the pro-tax group, says he expects Philadelphians for a Fair Future will report its spending and go beyond what the law requires by disclosing its donors.
We want to be as transparent as we can be. We anticipate that at some point donors and amounts will become public.
Although Feely would not say how or when that would happen. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.